Our next segment starts with a seemingly simple story. A young girl falls in love with an expensive green bicycle. She dreams of buying that bike and racing a boy in her neighborhood.
I've got some second hand.
Except that little girl is named Wajda, and she lives in Saudi Arabia, where girls are not supposed to ride bicycles. Wajda is the title character of a new film, the first feature-length film to be shot in Saudi Arabia, and the first there directed by a woman, Haifa Al-Mansour. Wajda has been shown at film festivals around the globe, and it's been selected by Saudi Arabia as its official entry for Best Foreign Film at the Oscars. Haifa Al-Mansour says she made the movie to reflect her life as a Saudi woman.
I grew up in a small town in Saudi Arabia, and I wanted to open that world that I think a lot of people don't get the chance to see it. It is a segregated country to start up with, so genders don't mix, and women exist really far in this kind of a closed world. And again, the country itself is very closed, and people don't get the chance to see anything. They don't know how the houses are, how the country looks like, and all this.
From what I understand, Wajda was shot largely on the streets of Riyadh, and often in conservative religious neighborhoods there where men and women can't mix. What challenges did you face as a woman directing the film?
Yeah, so many. Conservative culture. It's a conservative culture. So we were going against the current, you know. People are nervous when they see cameras. Access to location wasn't granted. Like, we will contract a place and they will tell us, like, hours before we start shooting that we cannot. And it is a segregated country. So I cannot go and work with the crew when we are outside. And on the streets, we cannot mix. So I had to be in a van and with a monitor. And I took through walkie-talkie. I screamed at everybody because I wasn't that confined place. And that is why I had a child protagonist, because if I cannot be in the streets, at least she can run and I can film her and all that. I know it's hard and it's very difficult, but it's such a rewarding feeling to be able to bring film to the kingdom. And it is the first film ever to be shot in there. And it makes me proud. It's good to push the country toward becoming more tolerant and more, they're more accepting of art, and they celebrate it a bit.
And how were you able to do that? What was it about you or your proposal that allowed them to give you permission?
Just hard work. You know, the Arab world is all about bureaucracy and having paper stamped. And all what we've done to follow that paper from one office to the next and getting it stamped. It is true. A lot of people think, like, it is more to it than that. But I also tried to write a script that is like, respect the culture and maintain my vision as a filmmaker. And I learned a lot from Iranian filmmakers, where they have simple stories that says a lot about the culture, and still it could pass back home and people will not be offended.
Now, I know you have said that Saudi Arabia is opening up shui shui, slowly.
Shui shui.
Yeah. But the movie I found a little bit depressing, because it showed the ways in which Saudi Arabia is not open yet. This is an 11-year-old girl who just wants to ride a bike and is being told by everyone, her mother, the neighborhood boy, her school, that this is not what girls do.
Saudi Arabia and the Middle East in general, and there are so many obstacles facing women and people who are trying to change or just to be happy. But the thing is, the film, I feel like it is about not to give up. It is hard, it is difficult, but we have to be persistent. People have to change on that level to believe in themselves and have the confidence and pursue a dream. Just that there is so much power in pursuing a dream regardless to where you are.
Yeah, and there is a scene toward the end where Wajda's mother tells her that she can do anything she sets her mind to. And, you know, this is one of those stories about a girl who does, in fact, seem like she can do anything she sets her mind to. But in Saudi Arabia, all I could think was, no, you can't.
I made a film there. There is no movie theaters in Saudi, and there is nothing. The culture is so much against public exhibition of art. You cannot change radically in places like Saudi. That is very, very true. If I want to make a film all full of nudity or sexual scenes and things, I would never be able to do that in Saudi. But it is very important not to complain on how conservative it is, but how much you can make things there and make things wider as you go. And yeah, I never imagined that I would be able to film in Saudi, and I could not believe that when we got the permission to shoot. So, yeah, things can happen, really.
What got you started being a filmmaker?
You will like that answer. Because I was in Saudi, and I felt I have no voice. I didn't have a voice, and I was like, trying to find myself, so I made the short. I was working at the time at an oil company, and it is, you know, how a society like Saudi is very male-dominated, and I felt so invisible, and it was a low point in my life, and I just wanted to take a hobby. So I made the short, and I submitted it to a local competition in Abu Dhabi, and got accepted. And they called me to come with the film, and I could not believe it. I got a ticket, a free, and a hotel accommodation and all that. So I went, and when I arrived, they told me, you are the first female filmmaker from Saudi Arabia. And I was just like, yeah, I think so.
So this just is like, just a hobby for you.
Now I hope I make money out of it. But I started just to find a voice, and I feel it is very important to like pursue things that you like and love and enjoy. Life is very short. We should be happy.
Director Haifa Al-Mansour, her film Wajda is the first feature shot in Saudi Arabia and Saudi Arabia's nomination for the Academy Awards. Haifa, thank you so much.
No, thank you for having me. I really had a great time.